Once upon a time, there was a Democratic lawmaker who wanted to become a Republican. Switching political parties is not unheard of in Michigan, although it hasn't happened since the 1990s. This lawmaker, his name's Roy Schmidt, he told State House leader Jace Bolter he wanted to join the Republican team. It's a delicate dance, though, switching parties, so they came up with a plan. They'd wait to break the news until the last minute. The Democrats would be caught by surprise, and they wouldn't have a candidate ready to take on Schmidt. Schmidt and Bolger figured it would be even better if they lined up a fake Democrat to pretend to run against Schmidt, the Republican. The decoy wouldn't need to actively campaign, just pave the way to an easy victory for Schmidt. But the plan was just too fishy for reporters to ignore. Schmidt denied he had anything to do with the decoy Democrat until the Kent County prosecutor released a report showing the truth. Soon his face was plastered on every single local TV newscast in West Michigan.
Well, text messages are shedding more light on a local lawmaker's plan to rig the election. Grand Rapids representative.
Tonight we know that was a flat-out lie.
And then offering a 22-year-old money to run against him but not campaign. Schmidt now says he made, in his words, a dumb mistake, and he will ask the voters for forgiveness.
The prosecutor's report concluded Schmidt did nothing criminal, but his apologies for lying began that day.
I was asphyxiated with making sure that I could take care of Grand Rapids, and I should have consulted. I should have said something. In hindsight, I think about it every single day, about every hour, why I did this. It was a mistake. It was a poor political decision.
Schmidt's former Democratic Party friends were outraged. Kent County Republicans weren't thrilled either. So when businessman Bing Goy announced he'd challenge Schmidt in the GOP primary, Republicans like John Westra supported him over Schmidt.
When I saw the tweet come across that Bing had decided to run, I was like, yes!
But Bing Goy had less than 3 weeks to get the word out that he was running. His name was not on the ballot, so he had to go around making sure people knew how to spell Bing Goy so they could write it in. Goy managed to get 47% of the vote in the Republican primary. Not bad, considering the circumstances. And a month later, he announced he'd run in the general election anyway, because so many people had asked him to. So Goy is a write-in candidate again. The party switch scandal also inspired Keith Allard to run. The independent candidate has been the most outspoken against Schmidt.
For the past 3 months, he hasn't been picking up the phone in his office. He's let his voicemail fill up, and he hasn't been picking up his personal cell phone. So for 3 months, when he's been withdrawing nearly $20,000 in salary from the taxpayers of Michigan, he hasn't been responsive to any of their concerns.
The Schmidt campaign has gone silent for about the past 2 months. He didn't respond to numerous emails and calls to be included in this story, or any others I've seen. He's not attended any debates or forums. The Secretary of State's office is still investigating alleged violations of campaign finance laws related to the scandal. And top state Democrats got a special grand jury investigation going in Ingham County against both Schmidt and House Speaker Bolger. The real Democrat in the race has been out almost every day, knocking on doors, introducing herself to people.
Hi, are you Winnie?
Yes, sir.
Winnie Brinks hasn't seen any sign of the Schmidt campaign either. But he comes up in her conversation with voters.
Wasn't that the one he was Democrat, switched Republican?
Yes. Two small children watch impatiently from the doorway as the two discuss the scandal.
So you're running against him.
I'm running against him.
Right there.
Brinks will need every vote she can get because the ballot is crowded. There's Brinks, Goy, Allard, Schmidt, plus a Libertarian and a U.S. Taxpayer Party candidate that'll split up the votes even more. It's going to be a late night for election officials in the city of Grand Rapids. I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.